And therefore, everything comes out of synchronicity, which means, maybe you have noted that, the festival days always come later, 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 and are removed from their natural position. Now, in order to bring that again into the balance, an extra month is put into it so that the festival dates are moving back into their original positions within the year. This extra month is something absolutely out of the norm. It is something extraordinary. And like all extraordinary things and extraordinary people, the ordinary people doesn't like them. Have you noted, if you would come into the temple with a Shiva Tilak one day, everyone would think, Abhe, what has happened to you? Or if you would do something extraordinary, like, I mean, the world has become accustomed to extraordinary haircuts. But even if you think something out of the norm, sometimes the normal people, or even there can be devotees, might misunderstand your intentions. Maybe you have already experienced in your life that you were not properly understood by others. So this month was so extraordinary, no one had ever seen it, that it was considered to be inauspicious. In fact, as inauspicious as stool. When you touch stool, you want to wash yourself. So in the same way, the month was not given any significance, and cried and cried and cried, and came to Lord Narayan. Narayan, help me. And then the monk fainted. There was no problem. Narayan said to Garuda, Garuda, come, fan some air on this poor thing. And Garuda put a good breeze in the direction of the extra months, and the month came back to consciousness. Oops, this was not. Let me do this. It was crying and crying and crying. Then Lord Narayan said, I can't help you. The only one who can give shelter to those who are shelterless is Vrindavan Chanda Krishna. So the Lord took that poor thing by the wrist and brought her to Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. And she cried, and Krishna asked, why is she crying so much? This is Vrindavan. Lord Narayan said, no one accepts this month. Oh, said Krishna, who's known as giving shelter to those who have no other shelter. I will give this month a very special position. I will call this month after my name, Purushottam. I want to read you. I will give it the qualities which I have and make this month equal to myself. It will be the best of all months. Those who worship this month will be able to burn all their past sinful reactions to ashes. And listen to this. And after enjoying a blissful life in the material realm, they will return back to Godhead. Then Krishna said, my Goloka is unattainable to those who perform austerities, to the Mahatmas who are engaged in pious activities, It is unobtainable to people who maintain celibacy. It's even unattainable for those who fast their whole life. But if someone observes the Purushottama month and becomes a devotee, such a person can easily cross over this material ocean and return back home, back to Godhead. Wow! Observance of this Purushottama month is the best of all austerities. And then Krishna gives an example. A clever farmer puts seeds into the fertile ground, and after some time, wonderful trees, mango trees, come. In the same way, a clever devotee observes the month of Purushottam and reaps or harvests results beyond his boldest imagination. Those who are not healthy amongst you can be healthy and athletic. Those who have no husband and are totally distracted in worries and anxieties, by observing the Purushottama months, might get the ideal dream husband. It says you get material results also, no? And for sure, everyone returns back home, back to Godhead. Would you like to observe the months of Purushottama? You should first ask, what does it mean? What do I do? And then you can say, no, but already you have given me a blank check. I can just write down. The scriptures say there are three minimal observances. One is one should take a bath in the holy river. And we will do this evening. Yes. The second is one should chant the holy name. We will also do this. And the third is one should give charity. Now I know you are very poor, except Sachi Sutta. So you can give charity. It means you can give knowledge or kindness, or distribute prasadam. My dear devotees, but there are three very powerful extra activities of which we want to do. One is you have to chant the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, and I thought we will do this. We just chanted, finished. The next is we chant the Jagannathashtakam. We will also do this. And the third is we will offer a little arati. We will also do this. And then all of us who are sitting in this air-conditioned home will go back to Godhead. Do you think this is a good program?
Yes.
Then we shall do it. Vishwamba, it is... You find use in this program, isn't it? Good. So I think we should first start. We should have maybe Manoram. He can give us a shower. This is, my dear devotees, you laugh, but this is something to cry in ecstasy. It's so good. It's Ganga water and it's Kumbh Mela water. Manoram, you are most purified amongst all of us. You could just go and water the young plants. While this is going on, we will all chant the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit. I will lead the chanting, and maybe do we have a harmonium? We have? Can I have a Bhagavad Gita? Some of you might have to share the Gitas and just look. I need a Gita myself. Yeah. So, thank you, thank you. My God, I feel it. I feel it. I feel it, man. No, but spray in a way that nothing goes beyond. Can you play along, or is that too difficult? Not better with, or should be better. Bhagavanuvacha. So, Manuram, you should do it in a sanctified way, not like So everyone has the Bhagavad Gita in front of their eyes. Bhagavanuvacha Udvam Mulam Madashakam Ashvatam Amaru Avyayam Chandan Sidyasya Panani Yastam Vedasa Vedave Adashodvam Prashitastasya Saka Guna praveda visaya pravala adasya mulan yanusantatani kamanubandini manusya loke na rupamasyeyam tato palabhyate nanto nachariya nacha sampratishta Ashvatamenam subirudamulam asanga shastrena tridena jitva tatha param tat parimargitavyam yasmin gatana nivatanti buya tameva chadyam purusham prapadye yatha prevritti prashita purani Nirmana moha jita sangha dosha adhyatma nitya vinivitta kama dvandve vimukta sukha dukkha sangya gajantya mudha param avyayam tad adhyatma samate yoga na sarsanko na bhavaka Yadgat vana nivajante tadama paraman mama Nyunam yang so jiva loke jiva buddha sanatana Arasastani indiani ragitistani kashati Shariram yata vapnoti Yashap yut kramati shvara idvai tani samyati vayo ganda nivashayar otam shakshur shvashanam cha asanam grahanam nivacha adishtaya manasayam vishayan upasevata ut kramantam stitam vapi Unyanam vagunan vitam vimudananu pasyanti pasyanti jnana shakshusha yatanto yoginasainam pasyatyatma dravastitam yatanto pyakritatmano nainam pasyanta cetasa yatadityagatam tejo Jagat pasayate kilam yasandamasi chakno
tatejo vitimamakam gama visyacha bhutani tarayam yaham ojasa pushnami choshadiya sava somo bhutvara satmaka aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham ashita pranapana samayukta pacham yanam chaturvidam avasya jam vivin nivishto madhasmiti jnanam abohanam cha vedaisya sarvya ameva vedyo vedanta krit veda vedeva jam dvaimo purusho loke charashak charaeva cha charasavani bhutani kutasto shara uchyate utama purushastvanya paramatme dyudarita yolokatrayam avishya vivatya vyaya ishvara yasma charam matitoham aksharadapichottama adosmi loke vedecha inda purushottamam Amnivena sammudho janati purushottamam sasava vidbhajanti mam sarvamatvagamarata niyodhamme mangyastram iramoktam mayanaga edad buddhva buddhiman syat krita kritya sabharata
Shri Purushottam Krishna ki jai. Shri Purushottam Krishna ki jai. Shri Purushottam Krishna ki jai. I would like to give a little summary of this 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Let me ask you, am I speaking loud enough for those in the back? Good. This is a chapter which describes both the Supreme Lord Krishna and also the way to attain Him. At the end of the 14th chapter, Krishna had described that performing bhakti yoga in Krishna consciousness, performing Krishna conscious activities, helps us to leave the influence of Maya behind us. But in the beginning of the 15th chapter, Krishna says, if you really want to leave Maya permanently behind you, you have to learn to detach yourself from matter. It's just like if you want to row a boat, you need eventually to take up the anchor. And I think as long as we don't have taken up the anchor, there's always the danger that we got stuck. Maybe some of you have experienced this in their lives. So in this 15th chapter, Krishna wants to help us how to lift the anchor, how to become detached from material illusions. And he starts by telling us that the material world has little enjoyment for us in comparison to the spiritual world. He uses an analogy. He says, when a tree with its fruit is standing on the bank of a lake and is reflected in the water upside down, the reflection cannot give us enjoyment. That's the idea. Have you ever tried to eat an apple which is reflected in the water? You will only make a fool out of yourself, and The apple in the water is a look-alike of the real apple, but it's not the real thing. So maybe you have seen that in your brief experience with material sense gratification. You go into the sense gratification, and after this, the old emptiness in the heart becomes louder. You are not satisfied with it. Have you experienced like this? No one wants to nod their head. Why? Because then... I think we all know. When we see that movie finally, or we finally have eat a whole room of chocolate, after that we are not so satisfied. I will obviously not speak about the embarrassing attachments to sexual life and intoxications. That is not to be... we know. I mean the whole package of material life. No? So if you want spiritual life, you have to understand these so-called pleasure in the material world are only reflected. So therefore Krishna gives an example. This world, it's like a reflected banyan palm. It's upside down. The roots are up, the branches are down, like a reflection on a lake. You need to ultimately detach yourself. He gives us good instructions about how to do that. He says, with determination, one must cut down this strongly rooted tree, this reflection. One must cut it down with the weapon of detachment, the sword. You can't, I've written down, free yourself from the attachment to this material world by just dressing, for instance, in saffron dresses, or the Matajis in white widow cloths. Now I'm detached. No. You must develop love in your heart for Krishna. Then it's easy to give up Maya. Now, how to do this? Krishna expresses in the next section of the Bhagavad Gita, of this chapter, it's from verse 6 to 20, he explains what he calls Purushottam Yoga. Mm-hmm. We will soon do simple things, so please now try to be attentive for the complicated things. No? Soon we will sing and dance and laugh, but some concentration is necessary. Here, Krishna encourages us really that we should move forward in our spiritual life to the spiritual world. He says, everyone take note, the supreme abode of mine is not illuminated by the sun or the moon, nor by fire or electricity. He says, my abode is full of rays. It is full of light. Those who reach it never return to this material world. Hare Krishna. He says, leave the illusion behind. Come to this virtual world. Everyone is invited to go there. Krishna says other things like this. He talks about reincarnation. He says, listen, if you don't come to the spiritual world, you will just go from one body to the next, trying to enjoy. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example of an old-time prisoner. In America, you have the prison of San Quentin. I believe it's the oldest prison. And the prisoners would have iron balls with chains. With such an iron ball, they could not run. They could not escape. They were chained. So he says, if you don't come to me in the spiritual world, you will be chained in the material world with your conditioned nature and so on. And he's, then Krishna says, but I, even if you don't come to me, I will not turn away from you. I'm with you and I'm helping you even in your material life. I'm impartial. He doesn't say, okay, those who don't come to me, those who don't want to detach from Maya, I don't care for them, let them stay alone. No, no, Krishna says, I'm... will help them to see by the splendor of the sun, which dissipates the darkness of this whole world. And I will make light for them in the night by the splendor of the moon. And I will make light for them by fire. And he says, I take care of everyone. I enter into each planet, and by my energy, they stay in orbit. I become the moon myself, and I supply the juice of life to all vegetables. Today I was at the house of Shesha, and we had the most juicy vegetables you could imagine, that Krishna had given the juice. If, and he says, I'm with you, I'm in your stomach. I help you to digest your pizzas. As fire of digestion. Of course, he says it like this. I am the fire of digestion in the body of all living entities. And I join with the air of life so that I give life to everyone. And I help everyone to digest the four kinds of foodstuffs. What would we be without Krishna, my dear devotees? We wouldn't even be able to digest our ice cream. Finished. And Krishna gives another example how he is so merciful. He says, I'm seated in everyone's heart. And for me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. He says like this. So Krishna wants to show all of us that, please, I'm your good friend. I'm asking you to come back to me. If you do not wish, I will stay with you and help you to live your life according to your desire. I'd like to quote one poet, very famous poet. He lived in Shiraz. His name is Hafiz. He was a poor, very poor boy who had to work in a bakery. And one day he went to deliver the bread to an aristocratic house. And the door was just opening, and he saw the daughter of the house walking in the courtyard. And he fell madly in love with her. But how could aristocrats marry normal bakers? It was not possible. He went back home, and his baker master asked him, you look so distressed. Have you cried? Yes, I cried the whole day and the whole night. Why? Well, I fell in love with this girl, but she's unobtainable for me. I will never be together with her. It is not meant to happen. Oh, said the baker, who was a God-conscious man, I know something. Why don't you go to this garden, fast the night, and say prayers for 40 days? So he did it. It's called a night vigil. He was so much in love with that girl that he did it. And at the end of the 40 days, an angel appeared who looked so beautiful. And he could understand, this angel comes from my Lord. If he is already so beautiful, how beautiful must my Lord be? And his madness to attain that aristocratic girl was at that moment shifted to the Lord. Now, when I came to his place, it's a tomb, his grave, it was amazing. A man came to me and said, would you like to get a blessing of harvest? I said, well, Rupa Goswami's blessings are available here. Who's Rupa Goswami? We only know of harvest. Yes, I would like, he said. And then my dear devotee said, I will never forget it. He had a parrot and he had the poems of harvest in a basket, and the parrot went and took one poem out and said, here, this is for you. Can I read the poem to you? Even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, you owe me for all the warmth which I gave you. Look what happens with a love like that. It lights the whole sky. Beautiful poem. Can you understand? The sun doesn't say, pay your electricity bill for me or your sun bill. It just gives abundantly. And that is the idea which Krishna talks about here in this chapter of the Gita. I give you the sun rays. I give the moon rays. I give the juice and the vegetable. And I help you to digest your meals at the fire of digestion. I'm always with you. Look at a love like that. It lights up the whole sky. Now, I had received this verse, then I thought, let me meet those saintly people here who still follow Hafiz. And I made some contact with one Sufi master, and the Sufi said, I can bring you to the greatest follower of Hafiz. He's a Sufi master also. And but you need to change 6 times the car so that we are sure that no policeman finds us, because the present government does not appreciate the people, the Sufis who love. Who only said, well, all right, and they bowed my eyes, and I changed 6 times the car, and until I sat before a very old trembling man. And the man said to me, you know, here we greet guests by reading to them a verse from Harvest. He said, yes, I just had a parrot giving me a verse. If that is the verse for you, then we will find the same verse now. And he took a big book, stopped at one point, and then said, this is your verse. And he read, even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, you owe me. Look what happens with a love like that. It lights the whole sky. This is Krishna's mercy, Krishna's love. And this is what Krishna talks about here. I love everyone so much, I even give them the brains to remember. Savasya cham, yeah. And then Krishna summarizes in 3 words the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. He says, in effect, that there are 2 classes of beings. One is fallible and one is infallible. What? Fallible. One is fallible and the other is infallible. Thank you. This is required. Are you infallible? Not really. You? Not really. Gokrishna? Not really. Hari Priya? Not really. We can't say like this. Krishna says also, in the material world, every living entity is fallible. So don't worry, we are in the same. And in the spiritual world, every living entity is called?
Infallible.
Now, besides these two living entities in the spiritual world and in the material world, there is another personality. He's called Purushottama, the greatest personality, the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord himself, who has entered the three worlds and maintains them. And then he ends his teachings of this, in this chapter by saying, if you get to know this Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting him, sometimes we doubt that Krishna's arrangements for us are best. We think, why did he do this? Why did he have to disappoint me so much? No. But whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. This is called Purushottam Yoga. To, no matter what you are, you may be high, you may be low, you may be in illusion or you may be enlightened, engage in the devotional service of Lord Krishna. Without doubting, and you will know him and reach the perfection of your human form of life. This is a little summary of the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It is the most confidential knowledge, really, and therefore in this month of Purushottam, we are glorifying the Lord by chanting this. We also glorify the Lord by chanting another prayer, which we want to chant together. It is, I think, available here. I have it here. And after that, we will engage in a short kirtan and we will offer a light. Now I'm asking myself, I did not really discuss this so much with our Jai Shri Radhe. I have Givex here.
We were needing that.
We have one.
We have more.
They are where?
I have
Digas,
like the little tray, like the little,
oh.
We have tons of those. At least 20 or so. You mean you want each person to offer a light?
I think that's nicest. Or, but then it gets really... Or, we can choose one representative whom we trust entirely. And he can... Prasanna Jot, pure ghee deer for worship, 60 deers.
Oh.
But I have taken already some out.
But they could buddy up with someone.
They could buddy up. This is a new English word for me, but team up.
Team up.
And then.
Together, and yeah. Then they can put it down.
Or they can also five at once, at the shoulder and. It's really your chance to offer the deep today. You are ready for it?
Yeah, we have the tea lights that we're going to get. We have about 20 of those. So
yeah. Jai Shri Radhe, if you organize it, I have no doubt that it will happen. Could you?
You're getting three or four, anyway, something like that.
Can you?
Yes.
You.
So why don't we
so you understand the idea? You go back to Shanti. Shanti is
yes.
Shanti and
Krishna
Priya. Krishna Priya Prabhu. You get yourself a deep.
So you go that way.
You explain, Jayade. You go that way and you circulate like fresh air.
Yes.
Then you come forward and you somehow need to circulate. No, it's easy. We will figure it out.
Is that inspired? They don't play very much, do they? Oh, no.
I have an idea. First we chant the prayer. And then we do kirtan, and then we buddy up. And that's the word. And then we offer our light.
So we'll do the lights during the Hare Krishna part following the prayer.
Yeah.
And we'll organize it.
We will organize.
Okay.
So, Gadachit Kalindi Tata Vipina Sangita Kavado. Yes? Gadachit Kalindi Tata Vipina Sangita Kavaro. Yeah. So, my dear devotees, I will do like this. I will chant one time alone the verse so that you get the idea of the melody. I think it's very simple to get like this. And then you come. Gadachit. Kalindi tata vipina sangita kavado mudabiri nari vadana kamala svada madupa rama shambhu brahma marabati ganesha chitapado Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Everyone. Kadachit Kalindi Tata Vipinya Sangita Kavaro Mudabiri Nari Vadana kamala shvada madhubam Rama shambhu brahma Marapati ganasha chitapado Jagannatha swami Nayana patagami Everybody please Bhubhuje savyevenam shirasi shikipicham katitate dukulam netrante sahachara kataksham vidadate sadashimad brindavanavasat Ilila parichato Jagannatha Swami Nayana patagami bhavatu me Maham bodhisthire Kanaka ruchire nila shikare Vasan prasaranta sahaja balabhadena balina Subhadra madhyasta sakala sura seva varasado Jagannatha Swami Nayana patagami pavatumne Kripa paravara Sajala jalada sheni ruchiro Rama vani rama Spurata malapanka
Keru Amukha Surendra Radhya Shuji Ganashika Gita Charito Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Radha Rudo Gatshan Patita Milinau Deva Patalai Stuti Bradu Bhavam Pratipadam Upakanya Sadaya Daya Sindhu Bandhu Sakala Jagatam Sindhu Sutaya Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Param Brahma Pida Kuvalaya Dalot Fulla Nayano Nivasi Niladro Nita Charano Nanta Shirasi Rasa Nandirada Sarasava Puralingana Sukho Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Navaya Chirajam Nachaka Nakama Nikyam Vibhavam Nayache Angramyam Sakala Janakamyam Varabadum Sala Kale Kale Ramata Patina Gita Charito Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Haratvam Samsaram Rutataram Asaram Surapate Haratvam Bapanam Vitatim Aparam Yaravapate Aho Dine Nate Nita Charano Nitidam Nidam Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Ramadhumi Jagannatha Ashtakam Punyam Yapatet Prayata Suchi Sarva Papa Vishuddhatma Vishnu Lokam Sagatshati. Same melody. O Master of godly beings, quickly deliver me from this meaningless worldly existence. O Krishna, Lord of the Yadus, kindly purge me of my ocean of sins that has no shore. Aho, it is certain that you bestow your lotus feet upon those who are lowly and devoid of any shelter. May Jagannatha Swami kindly enter the path of my vision. So we will sing now one kirtan. One, the harmonium is not working so well, I hear there's a problem. Maybe one of you has to sit with Gokrishna and stop the key from giving up his life. Okay, so Ananda Chaitanya. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Bestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Kauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paskatyari Zadharine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Vasadi Govaktavinda. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare.
Beautiful melody, no?
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare.
Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Let us please sing together now in the choral and in the lead voice. Please join us also in the lead voice. You can sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
condition, he lost his voice.
You must tell him, now he must sing with his heart.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare.
Yeah.
Krishna. This, we have now come to the end of our little program, but I really would love to bring your attention once again to this very sacred month in which the Lord has imbued his personal potencies of giving blessings. We know from the Bhagavad Gita that there is one month, the month or time better, the season of spring. And Krishna says in the Gita, I am the flower-bearing spring. No? He enters the trees and somehow brings forth the blossoms of the spring. So an even more beneficial time than the springtime, because it is imbued with much more potency than the springtime, which makes the flowers blossom and the trees bloom. A much more powerful time is this month of Purushottam. I believe sincerely that since we have done this and you really have participated very nicely, did you also feel the Sanskrit chanting was very nice, no? That was very, had lots of power, no? Did you feel something? I felt something. You were really like pandits. It has a lot of potency. If you wish to observe the months of Purushottam beyond this today, I suggest that you give Sri Ram your email, and Sri Ram could send you an article which I've written, small article, 1-2 pages, about more about this month and then how to observe it. So you, if you wish, you can get Sri Ram can, your email man, you can send this to you. It was I was very lucky or fortunate. I felt myself to be with you, and I really would love to see all of you again. And I have 2 invitations. One is for the Sunday evening when we do kirtan in the temple, and the other is in Vrindavan evening, where I intend to show slides and little movie clips of Sri Vrindavan Dham. I want to speak about Vrindavan, and I want to ask Bhadra and his family to do a little surprise for all of us. It will be at the house of Bhadra. Tuesday, Manoram, is at which time do we start?
6:30 Prasadam, 7:30 Spence.
Yeah, 6.
They want to just feed everyone first.
First, so that it's not so late, yeah. 6:30 Prasadam. Come with a good vacuum in your stomach. Good. That is from my side. Thank you very much for coming and giving happiness to our heart, and now we want to give happiness to your stomachs.
I saw Jairati and her team cooking, and it looks quite amazing. And remember, the Lord Purushottam, he will be the fire of digestion. He's very close. He's very merciful. That's how much love he has. Thank you very much, and I wish you a good appetite, and Hare Krishna.